Track 3.17.
The world's last uncontacted tribes. Skin painted bright red, heads partially shaved, arrows drawn back in longbows and aimed squarely at the aircraft buzzing overhead. The gesture is unmistakable. Stay away. Behind the two men stands another figure, possibly a woman, her stance seemingly defiant. Her skin is painted dark, nearly black. The apparent aggression shown by these people is quite understandable. They are members of one of Earth's last uncontacted tribes who live in the Envira region in the thick rainforest along the Brazilian-Peruvian frontier. Thought never to have had any contact with the outside world, everything about these people is, and hopefully will remain, a mystery. Their extraordinary body paint, precisely what they eat, how they construct their tent-like camp, their language, how their society operates, is unknown. It is extraordinary to think that in today's modern world, there are about 100 groups of people scattered over the earth who, apart from a few brief encounters, know nothing of our world and we nothing of theirs. The uncontacted tribes, which are located in the jungles of South America, New Guinea, and the beautiful and remote North Sentinel Island in the Indian Ocean, whose inhabitants have also responded to attempts at contact with extreme aggression, all share one desire: to be left alone. And for good reason. The history of contact between indigenous tribes and the outside world has consistently been an unhappy one. Almost all of these tribes are threatened by powerful outsiders, eager to get hold of their land. Some of these outsiders, loggers, miners, cattle ranchers, are even prepared to kill the tribespeople to get what they want. Even in the absence of violence, the tribes can be wiped out by diseases like the common cold, to which they have no resistance. According to Miriam Ross of Survival International, an NGO which campaigns to protect the world's remaining indigenous peoples, these tribes represent the incredible diversity of humankind. Unless we want to condemn yet more of the Earth's peoples to extinction, we must respect their choice. Any contact they have with outsiders must happen in their own time and on their own terms. When anthropologists first flew over the area, they saw women and children in the open, and no one appeared to be painted. It was only when the plane returned a few hours later that they saw these individuals covered head to toe in red. Tribes in the Amazon paint themselves for all kinds of different reasons, one of which includes when they feel threatened or are aggressive, Ms. Ross says. And they are almost certain to feel threatened by or aggressive towards a plane, which was where the photos were taken from. They are almost certain not to understand what the plane is, perhaps a spirit or a large bird. The jungle is fundamental to their lives and survival. It's their home, their source of food, the source of their culture, etc. Without it, they could not exist as a people. Ms. Ross adds, "These pictures are further evidence that uncontacted tribes really do exist. The world needs to wake up to this and ensure that their territory is protected in accordance with international law. Otherwise, they will soon be made extinct."